This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The Montgomery County Yield Survey took place on Thursday. The countywide average yield for corn for this year was 166.9 bushels per acre. Samples were taken from each township in the county, and we have the average for each township. Bodark, 162.1. Pittman, 174.4. Harvel, 176.1. Zanesville, 197.7. Raymond Township, 169.8. Roundtree, 162.9. Nokomis, 154.2. Audubon, 150.2. North Litchfield, 194.3. North Litchfield, 194.3. Butler Grove, 195.5. Irving, 167.1. Witt, 154.8. South Litchfield, 183.8. Hillsboro, 148.1. East Fork, 172. Fillmore, 152.8. South Fillmore, 157.9. Grisham, 151.2, and Washville, 146.3. Those are your average yields per township. And again, the average countywide yield was 166.9. In other news, the National Pork Producers Council urges delay in the Waters of the U.S. rule. Following Thursday's federal court injunction against a new Clean Water Act rule, the National Pork Producers Council strongly urged the Obama administration to delay implementation of the regulation, which would adversely affect hundreds of thousands of farmers, business people, and landowners. The organization also again asked the administration to withdraw it and to work with the agriculture and business communities to craft a rule ensuring the cleanliness of the nation's rivers, streams, and other waterways that the public can understand and with which it can easily comply. The National Pork Producers Council applauds the district court's decision, said NPPC President Dr. Ron Prestage, a veterinarian and pork producer from Camden, South Carolina. The rule that was blocked is vague and fails to let regulated parties know when their conduct violates the law. The Waters of the United States, or WOTUS, rule was proposed in April of 2014 by the U.S. EPA and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to clarify the agency's authority under the Clean Water Act over various waters. The rule would broaden that to include, among other water bodies, upstream waters and intermittent and ephemeral streams such as the kind farmers use for drainage and irrigation. It also would encompass lands adjacent to such waters. The National Pork Producers Council is currently backing bills making their way through Congress that would require EPA and the Corps of Engineers to withdraw the WOTUS rule and to work with affected parties, including farmers, on a new regulation. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.